This is fresh air. The return of the Coneheads has inspired us to go into our archives and bring out some of our interviews with Saturday Night Live alumni. It's part of our new series of Fresh Air Favorites from the archives, which we'll bring you each week at this time. John Lovitz was with Saturday Night Live from 1984 to 1990. The characters he created included Tommy Flanagan, the pathological liar, annoying man, and Master Thespian, the pretentious actor. Last year, he told me the story behind the creation of Master Thespian.
Well, I went to a college at UC Irvine, and there was a professor of mine, William Needles, who taught me Shakespeare. And when he would do it, though, himself, he'd always go, he'd say, like, The opening speech from Henry V, the chorus, and was, "Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention." And he would say, like, "Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention." Like that. And I thought it was very funny. I thought it was very good, but very funny, too. And I used to imitate him. And then I kind of put it together with, you know, and then I wanted to be an actor. And an actor is a, you know, that's what a thespian is. So I was like the Master Thespian. You know, I was just joke around with my friend and say, "I'm the Master Thespian," because I just wanted to be a great actor. That was my goal.
One of my favorite sketches of the ones that you've done on Saturday Night Live was Harry Hanukkah.
Oh.
Did you write that?
No, Al Franken and Mike Myers wrote it.
Oh.
And, but I based it on, they wrote it and it was really funny. And then I based it on this actor, Ned Glass. Ned Glass, he talks like this. And he was the father on Bridget and Bernie. He was the Jewish father. He was in he's probably best in West Side Story. He was Pops, I guess, who runs the drugstore, the candy store.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 15 years old...
What's wrong with you kids?
Well, when I was... You know, if you see these movies, you know who he is. When I was 15 years old, I was at my best friend's house, and his father is a doctor, and Ned Glass was one of his patients. And I was 15, and my friend's father says to Ned Glass, "John wants to be an actor." And he says, "You want to be an actor?" He goes, "What would you do if you hurt your toe?" And I said, I'd say, "Ouch." He goes, "Would you say ouch if you were Hercules?" And he goes, "You know what you have to do?" He goes, "You know what you have to know to be an actor? You have to know everything. You think you could know everything? You have to know everything." You know, so as if he knew everything. And then he goes, "You know, there was only..." He was the same in every thing he played. And he was, you know, he was a good actor and he was funny, but he was just himself. He was exactly the same. And he says, "You know, there was only two actors who were never typecast. Me and Paul Muni." And so, anyways, I never forgot him, he was good. He was a funny actor, you know, he's funny, but... You know, he never, I guess he always thought he played all these different characters, and really he was just always, "Hello, how are you?" I mean, in Julius Caesar, in the movie with Marlon Brando, he's in the opening market scene, and everyone's going, "My lord, come here and hither," and he's in the market saying, "You want to buy some oranges, my lord?" You know.
were there any jokers in your family? Did you have a father who'd sit around the dinner table and tell jokes?
Yeah, he used to goof off, and he used to make prank phone calls, and, I mean, the look for annoying man I got from him, he used to comb his hair forward and wear his glasses low. He didn't act like that, but that's where I got the look from, and he used to do something. He used to come home and tell us he was his twin brother, Howard. We would be, like, 7 or 8, but he would play it so straight for, like, a half an hour and just insist on it, and then he would leave, and then, like, 20 minutes later, come back. I guess he would just wait in his car. And then we'd say, "Howard was here." He goes, "He was?" You know.
So he really had a twin brother, Howard?
Huh? No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he just said he did.
I see. Okay.
We were young. He would do stuff like that.
John Lovitz. This is Fresh Air.